1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's criminal trial continuing in New York this morning with a hearing on whether the former president should be held in contempt for violating the court's gag order, as prosecutors allege he has done at least 10 times so far. With Trump sitting in court, President Biden is headed to Florida to campaign on the issue of abortion.
Now, down in Tampa today, the president will hold his first major campaign event on the issue 1 week before the state of Florida is set to ban abortion after 6 weeks, before most women even know they are pregnant, with exceptions, of course, for rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
That's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. More than 100 arrests were made overnight as police dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of NYU. That follows days of protests there and on other college campuses. The Senate is returning to Washington today to vote on the $95 billion foreign aid package. It's already passed the House. It'll send money to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and will decide on the future ownership of TikTok. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $124 million from the federal government to help people put solar panels on their homes. The money comes from the Inflation Reduction Act. It's part of $7 billion in grants for solar installations announced by President Biden. The money is going to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Midwest Tribal Energy Resources Association. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin Monday reminding voters in La Crosse what's at stake for reproductive rights in November.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
On the other hand, Donald Trump has recently said abortion is a state issue. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Interstate 41 in Grand Chute will be closed this week. All north and southbound lanes between Richmond Street and Wisconsin Avenue will close tonight through Friday from 11 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. each day. And northbound lanes on I-41 in Appleton between the College Avenue off and on-ramp will be closed from 9 p.m. today until 5 a.m. tomorrow. Small business owner Andy Rich announces her candidacy for the 12th Senate District. Rich of Marinette says safe drinking water is one of the priorities of her campaign. While regulations are being made to keep PFAS out of municipal water supplies, people in rural areas still need help.
But so many residents here need help and have poison coming out of their taps because they're hooked up to well water. So I would like to put together something more comprehensive that will help everybody in the state, not just people that have municipal water.
The 12th Senate District covers a wide section of Wisconsin from Rhinelander to Marinette and includes much of the North Woods. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Playoff basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two between the Bucks and the Pacers in Milwaukee. The Pacers trying to figure out how they lost game one Sunday night. I spoke to forward Pascal Siakam.
Obviously, we see what, you know, was thrown at us, and we go and learn from it in terms of just like rotations and different things like that. But also, you know, mentally, it's just like they played harder than us in the first half. So, and I think it was clear as day when we came back in the second half. I thought it was a lot better.
The Bucks' Bobby Portis on winning game one without Giannis.
Knowing our situation we're in, obviously we have one of the best players in the world who's not playing. So it was big for other guys to step up. The biggest thing in the playoffs is just winning the game, no matter how it is. If it's a street fight, if it's an ugly game, it's you're hitting 23, however it gets done. The main thing is just to win. Come back tomorrow, correct some things, and then get back at it on Tuesday.
Baseball, the Brewers series in Pittsburgh continues. They lost last night 4-2 to the Pirates. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, then gradually becoming mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thundershower possible by mid to late afternoon today. Our high 65, the wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Tuesday, join me and my good friend Sandy Williams for our regular conversation. We'll discuss the Ukrainian aid package and more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Special thanks to Naomi Mose, unbelievable artistic person, and really doing everything to keep, keep young people interested in art and things like that. I just think it's fantastic.
We have to keep it on the forefront. That's what she's trying to do at the Art Garage. So that's why they have these different ceremonies and things.
I'm going to go down to that thing next Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun.
That's going to be awesome.
I was going to ask her, you know how back in the day, TV Land did a bunch of sculptures of some, like the Fonz's in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Mary Tyler Moore's in Minneapolis.
Right.
Mino and the Mayor right on City Deck.
Oh,
both of you guys standing there together.
Huh?
Right?
Sure. Huh? Think about
Jim,
it.
That's never
Think gonna... about it.
Jim?
Pinches would like it.
What's that?
Pigeons would like it.
Yeah, that's okay. That is a true statement. That is a true statement.
Why is it though? I mean, seriously. I'm going to show you here. Okay, tell me to draw a horse. Okay.
I don't know how to draw.
And I can't. I mean, look it. I can't even. It's unbelievable.
No, I hear you.
Some people can pick up a pen and just, and somebody like Naomi that can just visualize these things in their mind and just create them.
And I think what parents have to know is that, just because you can't draw, or maybe your spouse can't draw, doesn't mean your kid can't draw. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
It's the talent. I don't know if it skips generations or what.
I don't know.
But, I just think that's why sometimes it takes a teacher.
I mean,
I'm coming clean today.
I'm coming clean today. I'm bearing my soul. I'm basically, you're like Father Schmidt.
O'Malley?
And I'm in the confessional.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Right,
careful.
I can't sing.
John, just.
I'm John, and I can't sing. I can't dance.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hello, John.
Thank you for hearing me out. I can't draw.
But you've got talent like building stuff and whatever. Mm. I mean, there's a talent with that, John.
That sounds like a dad. He's just trying to reach for the straws. Well, son, but you've got talented building stuff.
Good in geography. Remember most of the capitals. That would be me. Yeah.
Mrs. O'Malley said you got that one answer right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Todd, now you're kind of an artist, right?
Oh, yeah. You can just tell.
I'm not.
I thought you were kind of an artist.
Calligraphy and stuff like that. Like when it comes to penmanship and stuff.
Okay.
I like different fonts and.
Okay.
I was wanting to be the guy, you know, like in the old days, you'd have the business would have a truck and the guy would come out and paint the name on the truck.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do that.
Okay. I like that. I like it. I could never do that either. There's a lot of stuff I couldn't do.
I think it's great that she's doing that so we can get these kids
engaged. I think it's awesome. I think it's fantastic.
Parents, grandparents can see that.
And you know what? If they have, for some of those classes, if they have some kids that are very disadvantaged and wouldn't be able to go,
I mean, we'll throw in a few bucks without question to
Do a scholarship? Yeah. Oh, yeah, send them to that class in the summer. Yeah, that'd be very
cool. Question. Like no question. That. All right, time for somebody to win some tickets to see and meet Charlie.
There's your talent.
This should be a lot of fun. This is the Scotty B, and we need to get caller 4 on the line right now at 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606.
Todd, when's the last time you uttered the words, caller 4?
About 30 seconds ago.
Tell me that doesn't go back old school radio, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I remember one time we gave away like $900 or something one morning.
Yeah.
And we took caller 96 or something, and it took forever to get to 96.
Okay, I'm not saying who did this, but sometimes we'd say caller, 20, and a certain person would be like, hey, caller number 1, try back. Caller number 7, hey, caller 14. I'm not saying that actually happened.
Never,
in a
no.
studio where somebody was a little lazy, shall we say, to go all the way to 20.
Yes.
Caller 20.
Yes.
And usually it would be the person.
That's funny.
But here's the bad part is sometimes people would speed dial. They would call back like within seconds. And it's like, really? I was just caller 7. And 10 seconds later, they're caller 20.
So 920-264-0606. We've got 10 Wisconsin towns/cities. You got to spell more right than you do wrong.
Yes.
And you will win tickets to see Charlie Behrens.
And to meet Charlie Behrens. How cool is this?
Saturday
That's
night.
That's very cool.
At
very
the
cool.
Epic. Fill right. for me. I'll get the phone callers.
So you take care of that stuff, Todd. Jim, I still want to. Let's call your buddy Eric the mayor.
I'm texting him right now.
He's in Detroit now, right? For the draft?
I think. Let me just. Okay. I know right. he's going to Detroit. I don't know when, but let me just text him. I don't want to.
All right.
You know, if he'll text.
You're edgy today. No. You came back from vacation with an edge. How much money did you spend?
John.
Tell me how much.
Yeah, that's.
How much? How much? How much did you spend on one dinner?
Well, mind you, there are 6 of us, right? Because I have 2 daughters who live out there. And then one has a husband. The other one has a significant other. Okay. So anything times 6 is a lot.
It's like $600 for dinner?
No, it's more than that.
More than that? Mm-hmm. $800 for dinner.
Yeah. And then the tip, John, think about the tip. So then, it's expensive when you get a tip of
$800. Oh, we got a contestant.
$160 tip,
Oh, my Lord. Hey, everybody, it's time to play Scotty B. Who've we got on the phone?
Well, John, it's Jennifer from Appleton. She's on the phone to play Scotty B with Mino and the mayor.
All right, Jennifer. How are you?
I know, right? Does this guy belong on with Wink, whatever those...
Wink Martindale.
Wink Martindale and that...
Hey!
Who was that other guy that was annoying?
Johnny Olsen.
Yeah, Johnny Olsen.
No, Johnny Olsen wasn't annoying.
I know he wasn't. No. I know Jim would say that. Yes.
Well, Jennifer, this is our new game show, and it's actually pretty much fun. And the prize is unbelievable, really. To go and see the show is great, because Charlie puts on a great show at the Rush. But you're going to actually backstage meet him. It'll be fun. I hope you win.
Jennifer, what's going on in Appleton today?
A lot of road construction.
Okay, it's that season. Yes, it is. Wow. All right, Jennifer, do you think you're good on your Wisconsin names, your city names?
I'm okay with them.
Okay. Tough. Yeah, that didn't sound real
good. No, I said that. These are tough.
Yeah, they are tough.
I think.
Jennifer, are you ready?
Sure.
First one, Oconomowoc. The city is... Oconomowoc.
You have to spell it. Capital.
Okay.
I'll give you the first. It's capital O.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
I'm just trying to help.
O-C-O-N-O-M-O-W-O-C.
Wow.
You are right.
Nice
That's
job.
Cool.
Yeah.
A lot of O's in Oconomowoc.
A lot of O's in Oconomowoc.
That's why I said the capital O.
Our next one, Jennifer. I'm going to do the password guy now.
Do it.
Okay,
do it.
That's it. Look quieter.
The password is Wayawiga.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Capital W-E-Y-A-U-W-E-G-A.
You are correct.
Wow. I maybe could have got Oconomowoc, but that's
right.
Great.
All right. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Jennifer.
The password is Prairie Duchesne.
Oh, this one has extra eyes in it, I think. Hold on.
Don't be looking it up now, Jennifer.
Oh, okay, fine, I won't.
She admits it.
That's why she said, hold on a minute. Come on, honey. How do you get Prairie Duchesne? Google it.
Bob, how do you spell Prairie?
P-R, right?
Capital P-R-A-I-R-I-E, little d, U, and then capital C. C-H-E-I-N?
I-E-N.
No,
I-E-N. I-E-N. That's two right and one wrong.
Okay, here we go, Jennifer. Here we go. Here we go.
Before
come
e
back
except after C.
Here we go. That doesn't really work, I don't think.
Yeah, it does.
Right. You have to get more right than wrong out of 10.
We'll give you two. If you can get two more right.
Two more right, okay. You're going.
Are you ready?
Okay.
The password is...
What?
That's funny. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I just haven't heard that. That guy's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, they're all dead.
Yeah, yeah. That's
right.
The password is Lac du Flambeau.
Capital L-A-C, little d-U, capital F-L-A-M... B-E-A-U.
You're correct.
Right. Nice. I didn't know if it was going to be the A-E. That's good.
Three right and one wrong.
All right. If you get this one, you've got tickets. Are you ready?
Okay. Jump down to this.
Uh-huh.
You should take an order or what?
Yeah, Jim. I'm just
trying to change the rules again.
I knew that.
We knew you were going to do this. Todd, did we not predict this?
We set this yesterday. He's going to try and change the rules in the middle of the contest.
I'll be quiet. Said that yesterday, that you were going to try to change the rules halfway through, and you did.
I just moved the goalpost a little bit. All right. Sorry.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go, Jennifer. Are you ready?
The password is Arkansas.
Capital A R K A N S A.
That's it.
This has got a W on it. This doesn't have an S like
that.
That's
it. Yes, you got it. Nice
All
work.
Right, you win. Wow, like you're gonna have fun at that. That's gonna be a good time.
Congratulations, Jennifer from Appleton.
You've won two tickets to see.
You're going to see Charlie Behrens and meeting him backstage, and take a ride in his limo.
No, that's not true. Don't say that.
And Jim Schmidt will drive you around the city.
It's the tickets and the meet and greet with Charlie. That is what we're offering. All this other stuff these guys are saying, we're not liable for that.
But
so. Maybe
he will invite you. You don't know.
You don't know Charlie. Right. That's going to be fun.
Could happen.
All right.
Hey, Jennifer, stay on the line. I'll get some information from you, okay?
Hey, Jennifer, who made you a winner?
I'm WCW.
All right.
Nice. Very nice, Jennifer. Right.
We would have also accepted Mino in the Mayor.
We would have accepted anything.
Or Alan Ludden or whatever his name is.
Anything at all we would have accepted.
He could have said you.
Yes.
Remember back in the day, they would, callers would say, from you. And you'd have to say, okay, say the station name and splice it together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That was good old school radio. Very nice. Congratulations, Jennifer from Appleton. How many tickets do we have to give away, Todd?
That's it. That's our big one.
Right.
That's it this
morning.
Yep.
That's awesome.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We're back with more right after this.
It's going to be fun.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Wisconsin Grassroots Network's 15th annual festival is coming Saturday, May 4th at Lawrence University in Appleton. The festival encourages networking and is an ideal place for connecting with citizens who are looking to get involved. Attendees from all over Wisconsin will meet progressive community organizations who share values such as democracy, justice, equality, and the environment. There'll be nationally recognized speakers, breakout sessions, tabling, bands, and Garrison Keillor. For more information, go online to WIGrassrootsNetwork.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Okay, Todd. So you got to do one thing.
What you need?
Because we really want to get the Win Minos money started next week.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So let's just show people how it would go. Can you just find a couple of quarterbacks?
Yeah.
And we'll just show each other. So we're starting out with $10. This is my conception. I haven't totally cleared it with Mike yet. Okay.
Well.
But yeah. Here's the deal. So we start out. There's $10 in the pot. Okay.
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 I got to see if this thing even flows without Mike's approval. Okay, so you got $10. Let's say it's sitting right here, a $10 bill.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. You got one, Todd?
Yeah.
And Todd will say?
Len Dawson.
Lenny Dawson, Purdue Boilermaker. Bing! Another $10 goes into the pot.
Well, wait a minute. Where's the contestant?
Well, we're going to talk about that. I've got a guy who's my big aficionado on quarterbacks and everything like that. He's going to send them to Todd, okay? And people have a choice. We'll have 10 a day. People have a choice. They could say, I'll take number 4 on the list. Not knowing who that quarterback is, Todd will be the only person that knows who that is. You see what I mean? Or they can give me their own quarterback. Oh,
yeah, that doesn't work. Like, pick a number between 1 and 10. That's not a good idea. Okay, so I want the contestant to have a little bit more skin in the game. Picking a number, that's not fun because they're not going to feel like they really beat you. So the contestant could call in, and Todd, offline, you could say, pick one of these, or they could call in with theirs. No, and Todd would say, look, and Todd, don't give them all 10. That'd take too long. But just give them 5 and say, look, we got Len Dawson. We got Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
But just to read, and the guy's going to say, hey, give them this one. That's a good one. And then, this contestant said Terry Bradshaw. And then you could guess that one. And then that would be more fun for I'm just looking out for the contestant, not just for John. So
how about if you off the air? Jim, fine. you talk to the callers and you get
good idea. You go in that other room and you take all the calls and do it and line it up. Yeah,
I'm happy to do that. Okay, I think they would have more fun.
It'll be about 2 minutes in between, in between things.
I've got to
tread water for 2 minutes.
I think
each
I can
time.
Say 5 names in 2 minutes.
But you're gonna have to do it 10 times.
And in one day?
Yes.
No, that's too long.
Oh my God,
that'd be boring. That's too long, John. How we do? So,
Todd.
But if they just pick a number,
Todd.
They're going to just, I don't know.
Okay, so here somebody just texted it in. Dennis Claridge.
Okay, there you go. Now, this is fun.
Okay.
Dennis Claridge,
Nebraska. Put another $10 in the pot.
So, you won because you guessed the college.
Yes.
Okay, so this guy didn't win.
Correct.
Okay, so, this is more fun this way. Mm-hmm. If the guy, you guys find this is called Stump Mino, and then you can win money. It's Win Minos money, but
here we
got
text here. Here we go again. Okay. A politician trying to reinvent the wheel.
I think this is good. Now, somebody out there, text in. Now, here's one. Naomi Mose. Oh, no, she was the sculptor. I'm looking at the screen wrong. Okay.
What are you doing?
I was looking at the
what
screen.
What happened to you in New York?
I thought somebody texted.
I think he actually went to Weed World.
I do, too.
I took a picture. I did not. I did not buy anything.
Which is up on our Facebook page, by the way.
Oh, is great. Yes, excellent. Right? Oh, she'll love that.
Okay. Wow.
So somebody, don't you think that's more fun for the contestant if they try to stump you instead of picking a number between 1 and 10?
The problem is this. There's like 1,000 quarterbacks to choose from. And I got a feeling they won't know a lot of the harder ones. Okay, we just got a text here. Roman Gabriel.
Did he just die?
I don't think so.
Like,
did he?
Maybe.
Like yesterday?
Did he? Oh my God.
They actually text his RIP. So yeah, I guess.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So
Roman Gabriel.
Do I win the $10 then? Because I guess.
Can I continue?
No, you don't win anything.
All right, you win nothing. Go ahead. You'll get nothing in Lake at Spalding.
Okay. Roman Gabriel.
North Carolina State.
Where he went to college at North Carolina State.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he did. He just,
Okay, I didn't know that.
Isn't his nationality a little bit different?
Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's cool for the NFL, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, that's a cool name.
I know.
Quarterback name, Roman Gabriel. Yeah. Like, that's an awesome name.
Yeah. Oh, there's, yeah, I agree.
You know, Brett Favre, that's like, ah, that's, he's great quarterback, but not a hot name. Roman Gabriel, you know that's a chick magnet.
You know what that's, oh, he was a chick magnet. Oh, he's really, he was an actor, too.
Really?
Yeah, he was in several movies.
You know, I think he was 80, Johnny.
Oh, I believe that, yeah.
I was surprised how old he was.
Well, he, maybe, yeah.
He could have been older than that. I don't know. I just saw that he had died, and that's...
He was NFL Most Valuable Player, I think, 1969.
So what, who did he play for?
North Carolina State.
No, no, in the NFL.
The Rams and then the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. I met him one time at a game.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I got this. He was on Gilligan's Island. Really? Got that. Yeah, he's probably a tribal guy. And I want to say he was in the movie, like, The Undefeated, one of those Western movies. And, I think he played a Native American in it. But he did a lot of acting. Really good-looking guy.
Yeah,
really
he was.
Big guy for a quarterback. He was like 6'4", 225 in that era when 99% of the quarterbacks were 6'1", 190. You know, like
was
the
Bart Starrs.
Was he good? He was very good.
Was he? Okay.
He was very, very good.
He had a cool name. And
Packers beat him, though, in 1967, December 23rd, 1967. Packers beat the Rams in the playoffs. The Packers had gotten beat by the Rams the week before out in Los Angeles when Donnie Anderson had a punt blocked and was taken in for a touchdown. Packers lost the game. And that's the game that Vince Lombardi was all wired up for sound. And that's where he got, you know, some of the things like, grab, grab, grab. Everybody's grabbing out there.
Oh, yeah.
That type of stuff. Yeah.
That was that
They
game.
Had him wired up for sound in that game.
All right.
So there's all the Nobody's TV shows he was on.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this.
Wonder Woman back in 1978.
Con!
1975 on that. Laughing.
Yep.
Ironside, Skidoo, which I didn't, what is that? A prison guard on Skidoo?
I know, but The Undefeated.
Oh, yeah.
See that?
Yep.
He played Blue Boy on The Undefeated. And Skidoo, I don't know what that is, unless he did the voice on, I don't know.
It says he played a prison guard, I think.
Oh.
Is what that is.
Gilligan's Island and Perry Mason. So there it is. That's a pretty good acting career.
Yeah. Skidoo, you were thinking of
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, yeah.
Yes.
Skidoo, that's different.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's on Perry Mason, too.
Yeah,
hey, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I just read that he just died. So anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, so then the next week, okay? Then the next week, the Rams come to Milwaukee to play. And the Packers defeated them. Travis Williams had another really big game. And up goes the Travis Williams on the right side. Travis runs to the 40, the 35, the 30, the Roadrunner could take it all the way. Travis Williams takes it in for the touchdown. And the Green Bay Packers now lead 14-0 over the Los Angeles Rams here
Johnny,
at County Stadium.
How can you say when Naomi was here that you have no talent? That is, you should have been in the booth. Make big time money, like millions in the booth, not just this. Yeah, I just that was that got me excited about I could visualize everything that was going on there.
The Roadrunner, everybody loved the Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do actually do.
I remember there's a thing he came up to Marquette for the telethon one year, and they had a meet and greet, you know, signing autographs. And I remember this one girl just broke down crying. She was like overcome with that he was
in his presence.
And I've never, you know, you see the thing with the Beatles and Ed Sullivan. Yeah, like, well, that would never happen. I saw this girl just. Oh, and she like just started crying.
That's pretty cool.
That happens to me a lot of times.
So maybe we should toughen this up a little bit.
Why?
I think you say the height. You say the college they went to. Then would you know the teams they played for as well?
Their NFL teams?
Yeah.
Not all of them, because some of these guys are from like 1957, 58.
But you know where they went to college. But
and a lot of them
played
for three or four teams. You know.
Yeah, maybe that would be a little tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could generate, but what's wrong with just the colleges, Jim? There's like 1,000 possibilities, like 1,000 options.
The quarterbacks.
Yes.
Well, in the colleges, there's probably just as many, right? There's a lot of colleges out there.
Well, hey, Jim, in radio, there's something called KISS. It means keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
I thought it was keep it simple, Schmidt.
No. Okay.
Well, yeah. That works in this case, doesn't it?
All right. Okay, this could be fun. I'm not there yet, but I'm warming up to
it. Oh, my gosh.
All
right. We got something to break. Back after this, maybe.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. April is Autism Acceptance Month. Organizations like the Autism Society for Greater Wisconsin work to provide awareness, but more importantly, acceptance for those with autism. Katie Hess, Executive Director.
And so now what we're trying to do is move our communities towards acceptance. It's really teaching the public how to interact with people with autism and recognize people with autism so that they have a more sense of belonging into the community.
Hess said taking a moment to be patient, kind, understanding, and calm can do a lot toward helping a person with autism connect and work within society. 15-year-old Frederick Love Kennedy of Green Bay is charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide following a shooting on Green Bay's east side that caused school lockdowns for Preble High and Dance Elementary Friday afternoon. According to the criminal complaint, Love Kennedy and another male fought twice before the shooting. The 16-year-old victim had non-life-threatening injuries. Love Kennedy is being held on a $100,000 bond. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Can you imagine shooting a film for 78 days with 200 stunt workers? Furiosa, a Mad Max saga director, George Miller, did just that. But it wasn't the whole movie. It was only a 15-minute action sequence. Insiders say the scene is so intense in the Furiosa prequel that Miller might have topped what he did in Mad Max Fury Road. The film will premiere at the Cannes Film Festival on May 15th and hits theaters in the U.S. on May 24th. And actors can sometimes be dramatic news. Giancarlo Esposito says he considered planning his own murder for the life insurance money so he could take care of his family. IndieWire reports that before the 5-time Emmy nominee landed the role of Gus Fring in Breaking Bad, he was so down from being unemployed as an actor, he gave it serious thought. Ultimately, Esposito decided he'd rather be in his kids' lives, even without money. If he had decided to hire someone to off himself, it might have been nice if he tried to hire a fellow out-of-work actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, then gradually becoming mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thundershower possible by mid to late afternoon today. Our high 65, the wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brewers tickets for Friday. You could be the winner. We hear from the mother of an organ donor and an organ recipient from Versity. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. We'll Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. We just got a text here. Joe Capp. Joe Capp went to the University of California.
Wow.
Played in the Rose Bowl in football and played in the Final Four in basketball.
Oh, wow.
Not bad, huh?
No.
He also was an actor when in his later years. He's a quarterback for the Vikings and the New England Patriots, but he's also an actor. I remember he was in a movie called The Choir Boys. It was about L.A. cops. He was also in The Longest Yard. Somebody just texted that Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds and Ray Nitschke. So, yeah, Joe Capp became an actor. A lot of those guys just acted. I remember Paul Horning was in a movie one time. Yeah. All those guys thought they could become actors afterwards. I think they realized it's a little bit tougher gig.
You're right. That hurts the acting industry to think, okay.
Yeah, you can just walk in. And, yeah. You know who I always thought was the most natural actor, though, was Don Meredith. He used to be on Police Story fairly often. He was just a natural. And I actually talked to one of his former teammates when I was in Dallas one time for a thing. And I said, how come he gave it back? And he says, he didn't want to play the games of, you know, go to these classes and it's like, okay, you know, a tragedy just happened.
Right.
Let me see your emotions. You know what I mean? And he's like, I don't want to do that. Let me play a cop and I'll do it. And he just did not want to buy into the whole Hollywood kind of thing.
He was an interesting guy. Now, where did he go to school?
SMU.
You know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just dropped. He, you know, talk about you
just,
and I talk,
yeah,
off
just,
the grid.
Off the grid. And he literally did that, though, Jim.
He did that. I know, Johnny.
In New Mexico.
I know. Bought the ranch and said, look, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yep. His former teammates even told me when I interviewed them, they're like, we haven't talked to Don in a long time. I drove out there one day. He went completely off the grid.
You know what he said? It was kind of sad. He goes, I don't want to be Don Meredith anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, that's who you are. But, you know, he just, I don't know. Yeah,
how do you notice so much about Don Meredith?
I don't know. I read that somewhere.
He likes his Lipton commercials.
Yeah, Lipton tea.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
No, there was, I just thought that, I don't know, there's a guy that, it's too bad.
Do you remember? I loved him. I thought he was great.
He was a motivational speaker. He's kind of funny. I thought he could have stuck around, but yeah, he didn't want anything to do with anybody. And then he died, right?
Oh, fairly young.
He went off the grid. He didn't.
Well, I think he had the illness or whatever it was and didn't want to be in the public at all.
Oh, that CRT stuff?
Something. He had something.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Do you remember his most classic line ever in Monday Night Football besides that?
No.
His most classic line. Most infamous line.
No, I don't think so.
Todd, we got any prize packages?
Yeah.
We're going to give a prize package to whoever can text me Don Meredith's most memorable line in Monday Night Football during a game.
Let me ask you this. Maybe I'm onto something. Did it include Howard?
No.
No? Okay.
I
don't know.
Okay. All right. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay.
Most memorable line ever by Don Meredith in Monday Night Football. Or a prize package.
Cool.
All right. Texas. All right. There you go.
Hey, I got one more gift for you.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
You know, when I was out in New York and I gave you I went to the M&M store.
Yeah.
Get this, you guys. This is for our party. You're going to like this.
I thought you said it was for me.
Well, I'll give it out for our party. This are green and gold M&Ms.
Love it.
And they're printed. Mino?
Shut up. Give me.
And WGBW.
They are not.
Yeah, I printed them all.
You got tape on it there. Somebody said, turn out the lights. No.
Oh, nope. That's a song. That's not what it is.
It's regards to a football player and his name. And the comment Frank made about his name. Okay. Don Meredith made. Watching him try to open this thing, Todd, is like watching I can't even say.
Okay, green and gold M&Ms.
It's so small I can't read it. I honestly can't read this. Can you come here? Amanda, can you come here? And I've got glasses. Okay, I see Mino and I see Mayor. What is this? Amanda, can you read that?
M&M WGBW 97.9.
Oh, wow.
So
I had it upside down? Oh.
So I got M&M's all private
label.
Hey,
look at these, Amanda. They say Mino and they say the mayor.
And they say WGBW.
Wow. That's incredible.
Printed.
That's
so. How much did that cost you?
What? That's you guys are worth it.
Why didn't you get one that said Todd or Amanda or something? Wow. So
we talked about that. We first of all, there's a line to get this because everybody wants private label M&Ms. So I picked the green and gold, and then I was telling the guy about the radio station, and I don't know. Todd's really the WGBW 97.9. That's Todd.
That's Todd.
And then yours says Mino, mine says Mayor.
Very nice.
Isn't that cool? So we got a whole bunch of these M&Ms, you guys. I got like two buckets full. So we're going to give those out at our party.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
All right. I
think that's an awesome thing.
I like it a lot. Very nice.
Green and gold. So, all right.
Okay, do you want me to tell you we're not going to get a winner on our Don Meredith competition, it looks like?
Well, that's hard because everybody knows that.
Okay, so
I'll give it. Wait, clue.
Okay. A guy's name had something to do with Ladies of the Night.
Frank Gifford?
No. It was an NFL player for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh.
Sipe?
Wait a minute.
No.
I think I actually found it online.
Jeez, I don't. Okay, I don't know.
It was a guy's name.
Art Schlesinger?
No.
You guys both played for Cleveland. Are you impressed?
Yeah, very impressed.
Okay.
Okay, I found it.
You got
it's
it?
Good. It's good.
Todd?
Fair Hooker. That's a great name, isn't it? But I haven't met one yet.
Wow.
Yeah. Fair Hooker was a wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. And
that's
Meredith
funny.
Said that on the air.
That is like
I haven't met one yet.
That is like really, really funny.
Yep. So there you go.
And I bet his coworkers had a hard time.
They weren't sure. I think they were stunned in silence.
Right.
Yeah. Not sure how you follow up on that one.
That's funny.
Because you don't want to be tainted by it, but you know.
Yeah.
Same thing with like, yeah. Harry Carey had a bunch of those that people had to.
Yes.
Yeah. My favorite one is still, he lost the ball in the sun. How could he lose it in the sun? He's from Puerto Rico. That's my favorite Harry one. Yes. But those legendary guys. You know what? The guys nowadays are just sort of homogenous.
Oh, they're just not
aren't they?
Good.
Well, they're, I mean, but Tony Romo's making like $18 million a year.
Yeah.
He's not bad. At least he's got some insight into the game.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm listening to some of these Brewers announcers and stuff.
What happened?
It's just not the same.
Yeah, but that Tony Romo, he got a little hot water for not studying
preparing,
the game enough.
Yeah. But some of these guys are just, I don't know. I mean, Olsen that was doing it, and now Tom Brady's going to do it. I don't know if Tom Brady's going to be. I mean, Joe Montana was terrible when he did it. Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Yeah.
There's
not a correlation between how good of a player you were and how good you are in the booth.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no
there's,
doubt.
There's
yeah.
just a, but those guys used to have personality. You know what I mean? I mean, even like an Alex Karras or some of these guys, they had personality. They weren't afraid. Now it's almost you go to the announcer school, you know, for the NFL, and, man, you have to almost just, you know, follow those guidelines.
Well, probably a little bit. I mean, it's so hard to be. You got to be politically correct all
that's
the time.
That's what I mean.
And
that's what
probably
I mean.
They don't let them.
Exactly.
Like, you got to admit, Harry Carey, Don Meredith, some of these other.
Bob Uecker.
Howard Cosell.
Yes.
I mean, those guys, they were off the script all the
right.
time.
But that's what made it fun. That's what made it good.
I agree.
That's what kept you around if it was a bad game.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought, I'll be honest with you. We can't even. Let's throw this out there. Best and worst football announcers you ever seen. I got to say, O.J. Simpson was the worst.
I don't remember.
Oh, he on Monday Night Football for a year or two. He was terrible. Actually, that's when I met him.
He's here?
No, he was in Chicago. It was 1985, Packers against the Bears, seventh game of the season, and that's the game when the Fridge scored his first touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
And OJ, I don't know if he was filling in, but he was doing the game, and I was on the sidelines. And this is a true story. He was kind of scoping out the Honey Bears, the Chicago Honey, the cheerleaders, and they were all like, OJ, hey, OJ, because that's like one of those commercials. And he'd just go like this or to him, hey. Hey, and he'd point at them just, hey. Hey. Yeah.
Next.
And
yeah.
I actually met him. I shook hands with him and everything. I know. But then he was a hero. He was
that's
like,
true.
My God, he was unbelievable. That. He's one of the biggest names in the country in sports.
Yeah.
Alex Hawkins, I remember him. He got in trouble one time, too. He got in trouble one time, too, during announcing a game. His would be harder to find. I'll tell you exactly what he said, all right? He said, I think it was Larry Wilson for the St. Louis Cardinals. He was a safety. And he had broken both hands, but he was still going to play with, like, these casts on.
Wow.
And he said his line was, I'll tell you what, that's got to be tough, you know, playing football with two broken hands. But, man, you go to the bathroom, that's when you know who your real friends are. And he got in big trouble for that one.
Oh, that's, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that was Alex Hawkins. So, yeah, he was out there. He would have been good, actually, if he had, you know, been able to stay around longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so what did, so Howard Cosell was like the announcer when we were.
Right.
Watching football, right? And he was in Green Bay a couple times, right? Three, four times he was here. And boy, for people, I just thought he was awesome. I did. And people didn't like him, but he knew people didn't like him, and he relished
he embraced
that.
It. He was so New York. You know what I mean? That's their whole kind of his. He was so New York.
Arrogant, yes. Smoking.
Yes.
Just, yeah.
Yes, yes. You didn't get along great with Madden, right?
Well, no, I didn't know, John. I didn't like the way Madden talked about Green Bay, because I just thought Green Bay was in. It says, oh, you're flying in. Don and I were talking about that last night when we were coming in. It's just spotted with farms. But we're not. We had Nicolet Bank was just under construction. We got on the city deck. There's a lot of stuff going on. And he just, but he liked that. He liked that quaintness of Green Bay.
Well, he didn't fly in, though.
He didn't drive. Yeah, that's true. So maybe he drove on.
Right.
Maybe he came in on 54. But whatever. He just would talk about the farmers. And then their cutaways, and I don't know how much say he had in that, but
none. He had none of that.
You're right.
But they did the cutaways. They always went to the farm.
Yeah, but that was they were just trying to show the quaintness of the community.
I remember one time they went out to where's the sauerkraut factory?
John 54.
Seymour?
No, it's
Oconto?
No.
No. Shano?
No.
I'm every time.
No, come on, you guys. Where's the sauerkraut all made? It's
Shayokton?
No, it's not that far from here. It's like 40 minutes.
I don't know. But they went anyway, because I was with one of the TV stations.
And they
had somebody going to. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. I just thought there was. I didn't think
it Bear Creek? Bear Creek?
Bear Creek.
Is that right?
Bear Creek?
Somebody help us out.
Nancy
struggling.
Just texted Bear Creek. Okay. Terry's texted
Bear Creek. Right, thank you.
Bear Creek.
Thank
you. All right. Okay. Anyway, I don't think he made us look, not that we're real metropolitan, but I just didn't think he gave us any credit. That's why I wrote a letter and said, hey, look, come on.
You wrote a letter to John Madden?
I did.
Ripping him?
Yeah.
Well, or not ripping him, but I mean complaining
about it? Look at 2003.
Okay.
And I'm like, come on. I mean, there's a lot more in Green Bay than farms and. And I just talked about just the downtown, the city deck, Nicolet Bank, I know was under construction. So I don't know, whatever. We got the great university.
Hey, right. We got a bank that's being built right here. They're putting up a bank in Green Bay.
It didn't do anything, John.
Right here. Look at this. They're building a bank.
I just think there was a lot going on.
This mayor's got to be unbelievable. This guy, I'm going to move here just to vote for the guy. He's unbelievable. He's building a bank.
And then he went out to Victoria's.
He'd go to Chili John's place.
Like Chili John's.
Yep.
Out of Victoria's.
He would go to the Union Hotel at times.
Oh, yeah.
But do you know what his fear was? It wasn't really with flying. It was claustrophobia.
Yeah.
He was so claustrophobic.
Right.
And even at the Union, I remember Boyd, it was James, or one of them, told me that he showed me where which room he used to want to go in. But he even struggled going up the stairs because it's old, you know, old style staircases, which really enclosed like. And he would get,
Yeah, I know he was very claustrophobic. But
what else? What else did you want him to see in Green Bay?
I just talk about those places.
Well, what places?
There's a lot to do there.
Like what? Give me one you would suggest for him.
NWTC, fastest growing technical college in the United States back then.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Great institution for learning. You know, and like I said, GB, St. Norbert. I mean, come on. There's just a lot of things going on here. We got Fortune 500 companies, Schreiber. There he goes. See, but he goes to the farm field. And I just thought we were more than that. And I love the farming industry. And I love the but I thought he could have done more for Green Bay. That's why I just complained.
I'd like to get that mayor out there to the sauerkraut. I'd like to throw him in the vat. That's what I'd like to do.
Whatever.
All right, we got to send a quick break. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, and a good look at Tuesday morning. Segment brought to you once again by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They've got a phenomenal deal of folks going on right now. Get zero interest for up to 36 months, no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months. But here's the deal. Book before April 30th. That's right, April 30th, which is coming up. Zero interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, no payments for 18 months. Book by April 30th. Rated number one by homeowners.
You know, and who's our realtor that comes in now?
Melcor.
Oh, Melcor, Ben. Yeah. And I bet you they would say that if you want to get your house ready for sale.
Yeah.
You know, everybody looks at the carpeting and the paint, windows. I mean, if you can do that, you could. That's a selling feature. So, yeah, I just.
Well, actually, doors are as big of a, what's it called, curbside type of
right?
First
totally.
Opinion
yeah.
of it, how yeah. a person keeps up their house and everything. Doors are really important.
Yeah.
Really, really important.
In fact, tomorrow morning, Ben and Deanna Melcor will be on.
Oh, outstanding.
We'll talk a little bit about real estate tomorrow
great.
Morning after 7:30.
Great, great, great.
That's a nice. That's they're great. I mean, were they on before? Did we just talk
no,
to them?
Well, no, we just came in to talk okay. to them about coming on. Yeah.
Yeah. Super nice people.
Yeah. No, they'll be fun. Very nice. So.
All right, cool.
So let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
One more thing just about the city. Okay. Because obviously, I mean, well, no, but I mean, there's a. You know, there's a chamber of commerce that kind of does the whatever to promote the city. What things did you really try to stress that people just didn't like? I thought it was great today talking about the Art Garage. I bet there's lots and lots of people out there don't know about the Art Garage.
Yeah.
What a fantastic place it is. What a great place to bring anybody, bring kids, bring adults, stuff like that. What are some of the hidden gem type things you try to get people to know about?
Well, I don't know that it's hidden. I just think we need to talk about it more. Just the healthcare that we have here—it's unbelievable. I mean,
but that's not fun to talk about on a game.
Oh, come on! There's like we got a trauma center.
Talking about healthcare.
Green Bay, and you got hospitals. That's unbelievable. Hey, what is that?
Banks and hospitals.
It's a hospital. They got hospitals in Green Bay. If I drop over a heart attack, they're gonna take care of me.
Look at the awards our hospitals win here. We have some of the best.
They got awards. It's only getting ready to get a certificate right. hanging on the wall. Okay. And then this one guy comes out, he's a doctor.
And to be honest, when they would talk about the tall buildings, they would always say, the tallest building in town is a hospital.
It's the Bellin Building.
Right?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They could have talked about the Zip and Pippin.
Right? Yeah.
Was not there. Within John, that was not
See?
There.
Okay.
So we could, but I don't know. I just.
I think the Zip and Pippin would have been a good thing. Because didn't it used to belong to Elvis or something? Or?
Well, it was from Memphis. And
yeah.
That was his favorite ride. He didn't
right.
own it, but that was it was in Liberty Land. Which
so, I mean,
was
that would have been a good thing?
That would have, yeah, just, I think just Bay Beach, how
okay.
it's so affordable and
okay.
For everyone. Yeah. I don't know, John. I just thought he could have given a couple more shout outs to the city. And
okay.
That, but, you know, he's not going to do anything now.
All right.
Well, hey, how'd he die?
I think did he have dementia and then just kind of sort of
John, man.
Faded away? I thought so.
Ooh,
I don't know for sure.
I knew that.
I should have. That's what I thought. No, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't
according
know.
To this, it says undisclosed causes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So you're right.
Okay.
Anyway, these announcers, because you know,
you know, 80,000 people. You know who else died yesterday? The Schwab. Did you ever watch a TV show? I always wanted to be on this TV show, Stump the Schwab.
No, never.
This guy, he was the producer for ESPN, and they had a regular show. Stuart Scott used to host it. And they'd bring in these people from all over the country, and it was all sports trivia type questions. Wow. And he would hardly ever lose. But I think Dan Needles from Milwaukee, who's a sportscaster, I think he beat him one time.
Wow.
Yeah. Stump the Schwab. He died yesterday, 63 years old.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You never saw that show, Stump the Schwab?
No.
Oh, man. I would. You know what I would? Okay. If I could have another life or do some, I want to do a trivia show, in a sports trivia show that I would host.
John, why do you have to have another life? You could do that right now.
I don't know how to get started.
Oh, man.
See, I need you to. But then, no matter what I would do. No,
you don't need him.
No, because no matter what I would do.
No.
I just.
Jim, I love you, but.
Yeah. Just, I'll do it for 80%.
No.
You're an energy killer.
Yes. Yes.
You're an excitement killer sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Oh, yeah.
If you do it my way, I'm all excited about it.
I just got a text. I got a text. Do it how you want to do it. The reinventing the wheel comment was spot on. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you really get that text?
Yeah. Jim, you want to read it?
No. No. That's right. Yeah.
I just showed it to the mayor. Yes. So, but I still want to, do that.
You can do that.
How do I do it? Tell me, you know who I never got back to me?
John, there's.
You know who never got back to me? You know who I don't think, I think doesn't like me?
Who's that?
Dr. Chan.
Oh, no, he does.
I don't think he does.
He asked about you when he was at the homeless shelter. Yep, he did. Okay. I swear to God, I'm not just saying that to
you. Because I said, hey, want to create a show? Would you be interested? And I think it was like, what did he do, Todd?
John.
What did he do to me?
He left you on read?
Yes. Yeah. Left me on read. I thought we bonded. I thought we had a little something.
Well, you may start off like on Sundays when the religious people are on.
Yeah.
You know, you may have to buy out one of their half-hour time slots. Or those stations that nobody watches, 32.
Well, thanks for watching Friday Night Football and Wisconsin Herd and everything else that goes on.
What did I say? He's an excitement killer?
Oh, my God.
When you flip through those stations, you guys, I mean, you got to admit.
No, I'm disagreeing with you again.
Okay,
I'm
but just disagree. Like you go to two, like I just antenna TV. You start there, or maybe, I don't know if you could get this pulled off, but some of these people started on PBS. So if you can get a half hour there. And if you got a show that works, somebody's going to pick it up. So you just got to get some exposure. And I think the best way to do that is to find a really inexpensive time slot that you can slide into, get some advertisers.
I was planning on doing it more radio-wise.
I think it'd be a great radio show.
Yeah. I was planning doing it radio-wise.
What's stopping
not
you
TV.
From that? We're doing this.
I don't know what the next step is, Jim, and I'm not going to take your advice.
John, we have I think we're going to have a slot open on Sundays at 1 o'clock on WGPW.
Oh, come on. Now, that hurt.
It's going to be called Lean Into Trivia. I love it. I like it. I'm 40. I'm a cougar. I love it.
I'm 50. I like to kick and stretch and kick.
John, I got to believe.
Who was that?
Molly Shannon did that character.
Right. Man, she was good in everything she did.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
I got to believe there are a ton of opportunities in radio. There's, what, 30 radio stations just in this? If you really want to do this, you can do it.
I want to do it.
And you're young enough, you're smart enough, you haven't got that dementia's not totally in yet, so.
Thank you.
You're good.
Todd.
Wow.
Can you just give him a couple of days off?
I just took a day off.
Just take more. Please take more. I don't care if I put a stump in there next year. I'll go with that. Wow.
Mino in the stump.
Mino in the stump. Let's do it. Wow. All right. We're out of time, thank goodness. All right. Back in tomorrow morning. We got a full lineup for you tomorrow morning, folks. See you then.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, John McGivern, host of PBS's Main Streets, joins the show and we talk yacht rock with Yachtly Crew lead singer, Billy Ocean.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.